forgiveness, and karma. Divine forgiveness. When we forgive, we remove a burden from ourselves. Although our forgiveness can inspire someone, it doesn't intrinsically affect the person we are forgiving. We do not have the power to excise the deed from history. We don't have the power to nullify the law of karma. Only the Creator of the universe has that power. Jesus prayed to the Father to forgive. He didn't say, "I forgive your sins," but rather, "Your sins are forgiven," by the Father or by one who is actually in union with the Creator. There is much misunderstanding about forgiveness because people have claimed for centuries that if we give them money or valuables, or if we repent verbally once, all our previous bad actions, and even future ones too, are eternally removed as if we had never done them and never will do them. If this were true, the universe and its creator would be dishonest, corrupt, and stupid. Instead, evidence all around indicates that the universe and its creator have genius and wisdom far greater than we can imagine, and have the essence of goodness itself. Another misconception is that if we forgive someone, God automatically forgives them too, and their actions are erased as if they had never occurred. This supposition implies, 1, that forgiveness eliminates all the consequences of the actions. A leg suddenly isn't broken, stolen funds suddenly reappear, a burnt house is suddenly unburnt, and 2, that we human beings have the ability to easily alter the three-dimensional system in which we live and move. If this were the case, our entire three-dimensional universe would disintegrate. There would be no cohesion, no facts, no history, nothing could be agreed upon, everything would be changing and disappearing constantly. The system in which we find ourselves can only be changed by its creator, with full awareness of the mechanisms and purpose of every aspect of that system. Imagine that we receive a loan, and after some regular payments, we have a setback and get behind. We have no reserves, and our income equals our loan payment. We're stuck. There's no way to catch up. However, we have some skills and abilities. If we could purchase some equipment and materials, we'd have the ability to produce something that could earn a good income, and then we'd be able to pay back our loan. But we don't have any resources with which to purchase the equipment and materials. Imagine that our lender sees our plight and believes we could and would work to produce our new products. Our lender suspends our loan payments for a period of time so we can use our income to purchase what we need. When our products are ready for sale, our loan payments resume. We are able to repay the loan in full. We benefit, the lender benefits, and others benefit from our products. Divine forgiveness is like a temporary reprieve on a loan. If we have truly repented and transformed, developed good character, which includes forgiving others of what we have done, and deeply wish to benefit others, then sometimes we are given a reprieve from suffering that would otherwise occur. We have much more energy to help others than we would have had otherwise. We often have a sense of elation, feeling inside that we were headed for pain or tragedy, but divine grace saved us. We feel grateful and even more committed to doing good and being good because of this grace. Divine forgiveness doesn't erase the history of what happened. It doesn't eliminate the natural consequences of action or nullify the law of karma. It does give us a boost to do good, build good character, and make spiritual progress without being weighed down. It helps us to restore balance more easily and quickly.